go wild and crazy, like Afghani irrigation ditches or geographic sinkhole locations, you know. Don't suggest Area 51. What was that? Water-based cremation. That is the kind of high-grade suggestion that we are looking for. Water-based cremation. I'll be honest, I've no idea what it is, but water-based cremation, which seems like a contradiction in terms in itself, doesn't it? Thing is, I'm going to need five suggestions, and that's the first one. You have set the highest bar imaginable. I'm going to take four. Right, okay, I feel like we should divide the room up so everyone kind of gets some thinking time and everyone gets a fair shout. So, kind of in this area here, what do you want to hear a rap about, any of you?
Orangutan crosswalk.
An orangutan crosswalk. Great. Amazing. Really, you heard her, you were like, I'm going to be even more nonsensical. What are two things that have never seen each other and likely never will? Orangutan crosswalk, water-based cremation. Kind of middle front of the room. That's this kind of semicircle here. What do you want to hear a rap about?
Golf.
No!
Cricket.
No, that feels like, a, you know, that's too obvious as well for a British person. Oysters, both a food and an animal and obvious. No!
Camouflage paint.
Yeah, mate. We all remember our first day working in a garage or a mechanic, and they were like, hey, go and ask the guy for some camouflage paint and a long wait. That was, that's what I used to work in a gas station. That's okay. I know, with this face and hands, what? So, camouflage paint, water-based cremation, orangutan crosswork, back of the room. What's it going to be?
Stripper panties.
Stripper panties, yeah. That's what we like. And in this kind of corner of the room, what do you want to rap about?
Climaxing dolphins.
You really feel, I feel like people are just going, look, you said no animals, but if we smash animal to an adverb, then we're fine. So some of you are like, is that an adverb? I'm really not sure. So is it an adjective? It's adjectives or adverbs? Who knows? So climaxing dolphins, water-based cremation, stripper panties, camouflage paint and orangutan crosswalk. Those are amazing suggestions. Thank you for those. Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to turn those into a completely improvised, completely made up on the spot freestyle rap. That is a rap that has never been written, will never be seen again, and has never been performed before. And do not worry, it will not be anywhere near as atrociously, embarrassingly, toe-curlingly bad as you're expecting a middle-class, white, British boy to be. Thank you for that laughter of conviction there. Just like, oh no, I'm definitely sure this is going to be good. Thank you, sir. Okay, let's do this. Let's drop that beat and have some fun. I start decorating walls, you say I can't, but I get a nice can of the camouflage paint. I taint the colour, I say it goes up here. I don't like the beige or the magnolia. I like my walls mixed kind of greenish and brown. And if you're in the woods, you better hunker down in a ghillie suit. That is what the hunters wear if they want to surreptitiously pick off a bear from far away. But I do it in my dining room. People walking in, they stroll by, don't zoom, and say I never thought this was possible. I went to the hardware shop at the store. The guy provided me with the can and the colours. I called up all my friends, I gave them a holler. My brother came round, yeah, he went over there. Use a little paintbrush, not a big roller. We had a nice chat, we had a nice talk. We played the Beatles album when they're on the crosswalk, Abbey Road. But have you ever even thought about million years ago, before they wouldn't have evolved properly, be a hairy man, old creature of the jungle, orangutan, not based in London, much more farther, coming from an area called Sumatra, near Indonesia, near Jakarta. The orangutans trying to crash into your car, there they just stand still. They look like a chimp, but they're different. Chimp a black fur with a pink face, orangutan look mouth like a coconut. They got their lips going proud, yeah, they pucker up. And this is one thing, my balls grow bigger if I saw an orangutan ask as a stripper getting on a pole, spinning around. I'd say, I hope orangutan lets his panties down. I wanna see, yeah, I really prefer if the curtains and the drapes match the ginger fur. Oh, sexy. Yeah, I've got a large range. I like the primates with the fur orange and stripper panties. Oh, this did amaze me. They're so flimsy because they're entirely lacy. They last about two shifts.
gifts on the pole. You've got to make sure you give them money and they go to the store buying you. They're sold in bulk. If you break your panties, you might throw some sulk and say, oh, my best panties have gone. Like golf, I got a hole in one. I work it for you. This is what we do. And when I perish, I will admit to you that, well, it's strange. It's kind of frustrating that you have to go in fire for all that cremating. I've been waiting. Really, I know. I want to mix it up and mix with the H2O. Turned into a powder, turned into dust. Kind of like an ash with a faint smell of must. Poured into a pitcher of water in front of my grieving sons and daughters. And say this is what you want. In the precipitation, river system, water cycle, all of this cremation means that he will live to ever. Got no mustaches, but still you can put the water. Scatter those ashes, having fun. Last thing I do, the first word was dolphin. Then we went through a whole sense of foreplay. Open that chasm, the finger in the hole, then the dolphin orgasms. They go click, click, it sounds like a drum track. You ever seen Little Flipper do a climax? He does a backflip like Free Willy. If you touch on his Free Willy, I'm very sorry that I linked it in town. If I see a child with the syndrome Downs swimming with the dolphin, I say in the pool, please stay away from that dolphin's genitals. They're so famous for getting aroused, and if they do that, then they jizz on the crowd. Delightfully unsavory note to end the evening on. This then, lovely people, to close out the night, a real treat for you. I know you're excited about this, even if your faces aren't showing it. It's going to be a little thing called a freestyle rap. That is a rap made up on the spot. It's based entirely on suggestions. There is no trickery to this. It's not prepared. It's not rehearsed. It will never be seen again. And don't worry, it's not going to be anywhere near as bad as you're expecting it to be. Let's drop that beat. Let's have some fun. Steal a loaf of bread, then you follow me. Nick £5 and it's off to the colonies. In the 1800s, all the things were plundered. They sent all the guys down under. Wanna nick a loaf of bread from a market stall? Sorry, you get thrown in a horrid dank cell. Or you can be sent on a deathly boat. People were like, I've got no choice. Yeah, I vote to go to the land. Heat 52, Celsius and also the kangaroo. What about the indigenous people that dwelled there? We were British, we really didn't even fucking care. Doesn't matter though, it's a stain on our legacy. And if you go down to Adelaide, you can see that everybody there's descended from convicts. Even though they say they're a free colony, that's bullshit, because everybody there is a criminal. Nobody understands, this is true, y'all. I've toured there 2 years in the last five. Jesus Christ, I'm lucky that I made it out alive. I'm over there, and I must warn, I serve it hard when I'm on the courts in Melbourne. Having lots of fun, like Leighton Hewitt. Scoring all the points, yeah, show you how you do it. Well, I will, a backhand, it always lands. You do the overhead smash, I don't understand. I like to get the slice, I get the top spin. I can hit a ball boy in his spotty chin. He gets knocked on his butt, it comes from above. He gets 0 points, and in tennis that's love. Backhand amazing, my favourite hit. That's a tennis bun, yeah, I'm appreciating grip. What do you think the shape of the earth is, Chris? I'm glad you asked, Mr. or Miss. I think it's totally flat. Is that true? You know, yeah. Fuck anybody that says it's a globe. I'll laugh in your face, bruv. That's hysterical. You think that the planet spins spherical? Nah, it's just the shape of a chessboard. And let me make sure we're all assured that we won't get alien hordes coming down from space and trying to blast us away with their phasers in our face. Trump's got a back. Yeah, of course he puts federal funding building up a space force like Reagan did. It's like the Star Wars program. This shit will open doors. We'll get Elon Musk and instruct him to lead us to alien destruction. Well, every corner of the planet's safe, you see, because it's shaped like a square with the vertices. That's the edges, diagonal, arrow to go. We did the prison colony and I must say so. Remind me what the other one was. The beer in my thing gave me a mild buzz. Okay, this is amazing. I like retro acids and buck teeth while I wear thick rim glasses. My name's Michael Myers doing the accent. Michael Caine also went it doing some acting. But Mike Myers, he played Fat Bastard too. It was the Scottish guy, an easy accent to do. Get in my belly, that's what he used to say. Really, released 20 years ago, probably today. Has anybody thought of it recently? There was Vern Troyer, he played Mini-Me. Austin Powers was Dr. Evil with a little finger. On a date in the past, a girl I would bring her and say, we can wallow why the time and hours. She says, is your sense of humor Austin Powers? Yeah, I like the bit. My taste is a mountain. I like the bit where he sipped water and pissed in the fountain to pretend that he was the angel on top it. Were there any more things that we need to do the top it? Were there any other ones? Fucking good, because the beat's ended. There you go.